بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Now we'll come to section B of lesson 13 called الفقرة ب. We'll begin inshallah with section B with a summary of it. So have the summary sheet in front of you to see where what I'm talking about. And once we've done the summary, I'll go on to فقرة ب, meaning the text of section B, its dialogue or the text of it from the textbook. Once we've done that, we'll come back in another recording to all the exercises of section B. So inshallah, now to begin with section B, as I had said in section 1, these other sections of lesson 13 build upon what we've already done in section 1. So in this section, we learn about the feminine versions of the noun, of the plurals that we had already seen in the past section. In the past section, we saw the masculine plurals. In this section, we'll see how to make feminine plurals from asma'ul ishara, meaning hadhihi, how to convert that into a plural, and how to make feminine plural from a feminine singular noun. And we'll also see how to make a feminine pronoun plural, and also how to convert a feminine past tense verb for a singular into one that is for a plural. Firstly, if you look at the summary sheet, you will see that one of the very first points we notice in section B is the ism ishara ha'ula'i. This is the plural for masculine as well as for feminine ism ishara. Previously in the past section we saw hadha. You say hadha rajulun, this is a man, and you say ha'ula'i rijalun, these are men. So hadha singular masculine, ha'ula'i is for plural masculine. That's what we saw in the past section. In this section we notice that the same word ha'ula'i is used for the plural of the ism ishara hadhihi for feminine. So ha'ula'i is the plural for hadha and it's the plural for hadhihi feminine as well. Examples of that, you would say هَذِهِ مُدَرِّسَةٌ and you would say هَؤُلَاءِ مُدَرِّسَاتٌ هَذِهِ طَالِبَةٌ هَؤُلَاءِ طَالِبَاتٌ and so on. So هَؤُلَاءِ is ism ishara for قريب for both male and female plural. The second point we learn in section ب is to make the plural of singular feminine nouns. As we had seen in section Alif, we saw nouns such as Muslimun. You make a sound plural for it by keeping the original word Muslimun intact and by only adding waw and nun at the end. That was a sound plural, jam' mudhakkar salim. We also have in the feminine the sound plural as well, جَمْعْ مُؤَنَّثْ سَالِمْ, جَمْعْ plural مُؤَنَّثْ feminine سَالِمْ sound. The جَمْعْ مُؤَنَّثْ سَالِمْ is formed by adding أَلِفْ تَا at the end of the singular feminine word. So a singular feminine word would end with a تَا مَرْبُوطَة, usually a circular تَا for the تَأْنِيث. So you would have مُسْلِمَةٌ, مُسْلِمَةٌ. So a word such as muslimatun with a ta at the end, you would remove the ta, the circular ta, ta marbuta, and you would put alif and the full normal ta at the end. So muslimatun, its sound plural is muslimatun, muslimatun. However, okay, let's take another example of that. Zamilatun, colleague. How would you make the plural for that? Remove the ta, the circular ta at the end, zamilatun, remove the circular ta, add a alif and a normal complete ta, and it becomes zamilatun, zamilatun. This is the sound feminine plural, jam' mu'annath salim. Muslimatun, muslimatun, zamilatun, zamilatun. Now we shift to the other type of plural we saw for the masculines, and that was jam' at-taksir. Jam' taksir, as we saw earlier with the masculine, was it takes the original singular word noun and the original singular noun is broken up. Some letters are removed, some are added, to form the plural. طالب طلاب. طالب has ta alif lam ba, but its plural has ta lam, another lam alif and ba. So you see how we've added a lam and we've actually removed an alif from its place and put it in another place. So the original طالب is broken up, and broken is تكسير, جمع التكسير. However, the example of جمع التكسير for females, an example we can actually use is جديدة, جديدة, and its plural is جدد. جديدة is plural is جدد, the same as the plural for جديد. So here the word itself has changed. جديدة جدد, كبيرة كبار, صغيرة صغار, and so on. Notice in the plurals of the word فتاة, its plural is فتيات. فتاة is فتيات. This is still a جمع مؤنث سالم. It's still a sound plural because the alif that's there, the third letter alif in فتاة, its original is actually a ya. Its original is a ya. So when you make the plural of فتاة into فتيات, the alif returns to its original. So you have فتيا, and then like a sound plural for feminines, you remove the circular ta and you add a alif ta at the end. So it becomes فتيات. Likewise, أختٌ, أختٌ, sister. Its plural is أخواتٌ. The reason for that is أختٌ has a waw after alif and kha, but it's actually dropped out from a singular form. So when you make the plural, the original waw returns to take its place. So you have أخوة, and then you put the usual alif ta to make a sound feminine plural. أخواتٌ, أخواتٌ. The next point we learn about feminine plurals in this section of lesson 13 is the ضمير. So far, we've done the ضمير here, meaning her or she. Here, meaning her or she. Now, its plural is هن, هن, meaning them, female them. So you say, هي مدرسة, she is a teacher. And the plural would be, instead of هي, it would be هن, هن مدرسات, they are teachers. Notice مدرسة, we simply remove the تاء مربوطة at the end and we put a ألف تاء to make a sound plural. مدرسات, هي مدرسة, هن مدرسات. Likewise, you see the past tense ضمير ها. You say, for example, كتابها. This ضمير ها ألف for feminine she, her book, it comes, for example, as a مضاف إليه. To keep the matter simple, it comes in places such as مضاف إليه. Whereas here comes when it's like in the beginning, more or less roughly speaking, keeping this lesson simple. So here comes in place of مرفوع in the beginning, and its plural is هن. ها is also the ضمير for the same thing, meaning her, and its plural is also هن. So you say كتابها كتابهن, أبوها أبوهن, أبوها her father, أبوهن their father, there as in female, a group of females, أبوها أبوهن. So these are the ضمير for third person female plurals. Here becomes هن, ها becomes هن as well. The next thing we see in terms of making plurals for feminines is in the verb. We saw in the past tense verb for saying خرج, he exited, the plural was خرجوا. We added a waw and after it, خرجوا. The alif, of course, was simply in writing, not in pronunciation. خرج, خرجوا for masculine. For females, خرج, you put a noon at the end and you pronounce خرجنا, خرجنا. You have a sukun on the last letter, jim, in this case, and you put a noon with a fatha at the end. خرجت, خرجك means she exited. خرجنا means they feminine exited. A group of feminine people exited. So we say, as in the example in the summary, الطالبة خرجت. The student went out, exited. الطالبات خرجنا. الطالبات خرجنا. The feminine students exited. الطالبة خرجت. الطالبات خرجنا. Likewise, let's see another example with different verbs. المدرسة ذهبت. المدرسة ذهبت. المدرسات ذهبنا. المدرسات ذهبنا. المدرسة ذهبت. The teacher went. المدرسات ذهبنا. The teachers went. البنت جلست means the girl sat down or the daughter sat down. البنت جلست, and the plural of البنت is البنات. البنات جلسنا. البنات جلسنا meaning the girls or the daughters sat down. So a female, a past tense verb for a group of females is made by having the default three-letter root verb, and then you put, or having the default verb, which is the original three-letter one, and by putting a noon with a fatha at the end of it and sukun before that. Before that, خرجنا ذهبنا جلسنا. Before we finish the summary of this, let's go on to the table at the end of section 2 in the textbook. Let's go on to the table in the end of section 2 in the textbook, which sums up some of the new things introduced in section B. You find there, the table says, after exercise 6 in section B, the table says, أسماء الإشارة للقريب. أسماء الإشارة means the names of pointers. للقريب, for pointing nearby objects or nearby things. قريب, nearby. أسماء الإشارة للقريب. So far we had done هذا طالب. هذا is اسم إشارة for قريب, for nearby things. هذا طالب. هذه طالبة for the feminine. Now we learn that for both هذا and هذه, their plural are هؤلاء. The plural is one and the same, هؤلاء, as you see in the table. هذا طالب becomes هؤلاء طلاب. هذه طالبة, its plural becomes هؤلاء طالبات. This is the are the main principles of section B in lesson 13. Now let's move on to the passage of section B of lesson 13 in the textbook. And for the exercises, we'll come back to another recording after this. In the passage, it begins reading as follows. من هؤلاء الفتيات يا مريم؟ من هؤلاء الفتيات يا مريم؟ Who are these girls, O Maryam? فتيات are youth, girls who are at the age of being a growing up youth as opposed to a little boy or little girl. من هؤلاء الفتيات يا مريم؟ Who are these youth, young girls, O Maryam? هن زميلاتي. هن زميلاتي. They are زميلاتي. مضاف مضاف إليه. My colleague. زميلة is مفرد. زميلات is the جمع, plural. Add a يا for I. زميلاتي. هن زميلاتي. They are my colleagues. أخوات هن. أخوات هن. The first a is simply to ask a question. Otherwise, the sentence would have been هن أخوات. هن أخوات. They are sisters. هن أخوات. They are sisters. We added a question a, and it becomes أهن أخوات. أهن أخوات. And of course, you can also say أخوات هن, as it is here. Same meaning, just the words change, the order of the word changed, since it makes no difference. أخوات هن, are they sisters? نعم هن أخوات. Yes, they are sisters. من أبوهن, who is أبوهن, the father of theirs? من أبوهن, who is their father? Notice that we had done before, the word أبن does not have a vowel normally. but when it is mudaf, and if it's supposed to have a dhamma marfu', you add a waw and it becomes abu in when it becomes a mudaf. Abu hunna, man abu hunna, who is their father? Abu hunna ash-shaykhu bilalun. Abu hunna ash-shaykhu bilalun. Pay attention to this sentence. It says Abu hunna, their father is ash-shaykhu bilalun. Notice we did not say Shaykhu Bilal, because Shaykhu Bilal would become mudaf mudaf ilay Shaykhu Bilalin, and that's incorrect if you consider its meaning, because it would mean the old man of Bilal, and that's not what we're trying to say. We're trying to use the badal, meaning a Shaykhu, meaning the scholar or the old man, the old person or the scholar, a Shaykhu, and its badal, something that can act as a substitute, is the very name of the person. So we bring both of them together, one after the other, both of them with the same sign, both of them ma'rifa, as it is over here. Ash-shaykhu bilalun. Bilal is the name of a person, therefore it's ma'rifa and it does not require al to make it a ma'rifa. Ash-shaykhu bilalun means Sheikh Bilal. So pay attention to this point and remember that it's not mudaf mudaf ilayh, it's actually badal, as we had done badal in earlier classes. Abu hunna الشيخ بلال أمهن أستاذتي أمهن أستاذتي. Their mother is أستاذتي, my أستاذ, my teacher. Their mother is my teacher. أبوهن الشيخ بلال أمهن أستاذتي. أين بيتهن? Where is their house? Notice we've used the ضمير هن so far, few sentences ago. We used it in place of marfu', we said hunna akhawatun. Mubtada hunna, mubtada is normally marfu', we use the damir hunna independently, separately, without being attached to anything else. Hunna akhawatun. Now in this sentence, ayna baytu hunna, hunna comes as mudaf ilay to bayt, in place of majrur, in place of a word that should otherwise have kasra. But since hunna is a damir that is mabni, the end sign, vowel sign, does not change. أين بيتهن? Where is their house? بيتهن قريب من المدرسة. بيتهن قريب من المدرسة. Their house is close from the school. Their house is close from the school or near the school. بيتهن قريب من المدرسة. We said بيتهن قريب. قريب is مذكر and مفرد. قريب is مذكر and مفرد. And the reason it is mudhakkar and mufrad is because qareeb is describing bayt. Qareeb is giving news, khabar, about bayt. And bayt is mudhakkar, therefore qareeb remains as qareeb and it does not become qareebatun and it does not become qareebatun, because it is giving khabar for bayt. Baytuhunna qareebun min al-madrasati. I'll read the passage one more time before stopping, and then we'll come back in the next recording for the question and answers and the tamarin of this lesson. As I read through this passage for the last time, try to understand its meaning and pay attention to it without having to translate, but actually picture the meaning. من هؤلاء الفتيات يا مريم? Notice الفتيات, we put a dhamma there. The reason for that is هؤلاء الفتيات is مبتدا. هؤلاء الفتيات is مبتدا, and مبتدا has a dhamma. So unless you see a reason to change the Dhamma to Fatha or Kasra, leave it as the default, which is Dhamma. من هؤلاء الفتيات يا مريم هن زميلاتي أأخوات هن نعم هن أخوات من أبوهن أبوهن الشيخ بلال أمهن أستاذتي أين بيتهن بيتهن قريب من المدرسة